Welcome to St. Andrew's podcast on Sunday, the 6th of September. A picnic to remember. The story of Jesus feeding the crowd is found in all four of the Gospels. It's in Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21. It's in Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to 44. It's in Luke chapter 9. Verses 10 to 17, and it's in John chapter 6, verse 1 to 15. So it's safe to say that it's a significant event in Jesus' ministry. You may have heard it many times, especially if you've grown up within the church. But have you ever noticed that if you read these different accounts side by side, each one emphasises certain details? For example, Matthew emphasises that Jesus is healing people, whereas Mark focuses on Jesus teaching the crowds, and Luke mentions them both. Matthew also adds the detail that there were women and children in the crowd, as well as the 5,000 men. Mark and John both note that the grass on which the crowd sat was green. A small but significant detail which we'll return to towards the end of the reflection. Mark is the only one who directly mentions the metaphor of a shepherd and a sheep. Meanwhile, John's account focuses less on Jesus' interaction with the crowd and more on the way Jesus intentionally teaches his disciples. It's also much more specific about the people involved, naming Philip, Andrew, and a boy who was willing to share his loaves and fishes. Such details give John's account the feel of a first-hand eyewitness account. In this reflection, I'm going to focus on the account in Mark's Gospel, Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to 44. It sets the events in the context of the 12 disciples returning from their first missionary journey into the villages around Galilee. And they're having a debrief with Jesus. So I want to consider what this story says to us about continuing the mission of Jesus in our time and place. Like sheep without a shepherd. Mark chapter 6, verse 30 to 34. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. The crowd here, described as sheep without a shepherd. I wonder if you ever feel like that. Do you ever find yourself going astray, losing your way, as one little decision after another leads you away from a close walk with God? Or perhaps unexpected changes beyond your control have left you feeling lost and disoriented? Lockdown was one of those, and the coronavirus pandemic. Thankfully, Jesus reveals a God who is like a good shepherd, full of compassion, who wants to lead us in God's ways, who's got time for us. The implication for us is that above all, we are also called to be compassionate towards other people. The writer of the letter to the Ephesians puts it well. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, through to chapter 5, verse 2. You give them something to eat. After Jesus has taken time to teach the crowds, we pick up the story again at verse 35. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But Jesus answered, You give them something to eat. They said to him, That would take more than a half a year's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. I imagine the weary disciples looked at that crowd and wanted to send them away to find food and to fend for themselves. But Jesus looked at the crowd with compassion. Jesus doesn't want to send them away. Jesus wants to gather them together and provide for them. And he wants his followers to be involved. So Jesus says to them, You give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. Take some time to notice the needs of people in your church and wider community. For example, it might be those who are struggling to make ends meet, those who are lonely, isolated, or depressed, those who have lost their way in life and don't know which way to turn, or those simply searching for more meaning and purpose in their lives. Now, imagine Jesus saying to you, to us, You give them something to eat. You respond to their need. How do you feel? Are you weary and does your heart sink? Not another thing to do? Or do you feel compassion welling up and faith stirring as the Holy Spirit moves you into action? However you feel, Jesus is always inviting his followers to join in with his world-changing, life-giving mission. And it begins with prayer. So I encourage you now to pause and pray for people in need. The disciples said, We haven't got enough. But Jesus says, Just bring what you have. What could you offer to Jesus in response to the needs around you? Is there some small thing you could do to make a difference? Just bring what you have. Who knows what God might do with it? A little becomes enough for everyone. We now move on to this final part of our Bible reading. In Mark chapter 6, verse 39 to 44. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. And that doesn't count women and children. So Jesus takes the small offering of bread and fish, gives thanks, breaks it and shares it. And everybody has enough. There was quite a crowd that day, 5,000 men plus women and children too. The need was great. The offering was small, but God's power multiplied it beyond imagination. In the UK, we've entered an economic recession with inevitable job losses and financial hardship and worries for many. Many churches are also facing financial challenges, including our own St. Andrew's. But I believe Jesus is still saying to his followers, to people like you and me, bring what you have. And see how God can multiply it. See what God can do with it. Notice also how Jesus directs the crowd to gather in smaller groups. A helpful way of looking after the needs of large numbers of sheep, perhaps. also a helpful way of caring for large groups of people. Perhaps forming more small groups within the life of our church would be one way in which we can help one another to follow Jesus, in which we can invite others to do the same. And it might also be a way in which we're better prepared to keep on supporting and caring for one another in the event of further lockdowns or other unexpected changes. Can you think of a few people you could meet with regularly to encourage one another in your walk with God? Either in person or online, or even a mixture of both. Perhaps you could discuss the weekly teaching in the St. Andrew's blog or this podcast. Or perhaps you would catch up and pray together. If you would like to start a small group or to join a small group, please get in touch with Chris, Nick or Joyce. The Lord's my shepherd. It's only Mark's account of the feeding of the 5,000 which makes a direct link to the language of sheep and shepherd. And it also describes the people sitting on the green grass. Does that remind you of a psalm? Does it remind you of the green pastures of Psalm 23? It's a psalm that we often associate with funerals, but this is even more a psalm about living under the reign of God, the Good Shepherd King. It's about knowing the Lord's provision and care and leading through. It's about knowing the Lord's provision and care and his leading through the ups and downs of life, knowing God's loving presence even through the darkest of times. Mark is portraying Jesus as the Good Shepherd of Psalm 23. Why not take a moment to read Psalm 23 now? And allow it to lead you into prayer. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Questions for further reflection or discussion. 1. Psalm 23 likens God to a good shepherd. Can you remember a time when you have experienced God's loving care, provision or protection? How could you be more kind and compassionate, more like Jesus, the good shepherd? 2. When faced with a crowd of people who are both hungry and like sheep without a shepherd, Jesus challenged his disciples, saying, "You give them something to eat." What needs are you aware of in the church and in the wider community? And what might you have to offer in response? How could you play a part in responding to some of those needs? 3. I wonder if there are a few people you could gather together on a regular basis to pray, to read the Bible, and to learn together, whether online, in person, or a mixture of both. I wonder how you could together encourage one another to follow Jesus.